Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be here. Very excited about having our good friend Deb Calvert back on the show. Deb is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, certified as an executive coach and a sales coach, certified as a master of the leadership challenge. She is the author of Discover Questions You Get You Connected. Also, Stop Selling and Start Leading. That's one of my favorite books. And she's our good friend, Deb. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you for having me. It's always, always fun to be here with you.
We like having you on the show too, Deb, because you talk about things that I love talking about, and that's how to make customers happier. And you've got a X marks the spot thought on your mind today. Tell us about it.
I do. It seems like I'm seeing this everywhere, and companies are spending a lot of money on CX and UX and EX, and, you know, I think it's really all about the PX, so I figured we ought to talk about all those X's.
All right. What does X stand for in your world?
Experience. It's all about not just satisfying customers. Now it's about giving them an experience. And it's not just about engaging employees. It's that they want, in fact, they demand. They'll stick around if you give them a good experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the reason That, and of course, you've been preaching this a long time, and we've all known this, because all of this, the heart of everything that we're saying here, Deb, is that whatever you're selling, customers can already get that 6 weeks from Sunday in 100 places online. They don't have to come to you to get what they need. This is not like 1923, right, where you had two stores in town. If they didn't have it, you had to wait on it. And so what differentiates you? What sets you apart? That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
It's exactly what I'm talking about. And it's not just the concept of differentiation. Here's the business case. A guy named Esteban Kolsky, one of the primary researchers in this field, his data says that people will pay, 89% of people will pay more for something if they have a good experience with it, too.
Say that again.
That's a
great
statistic,
folks. This is your bottom line she's talking about. Go ahead. Say it again.
Yeah, 89% of people, consumers like me and you, 89% of us will pay more money for a product if we also get a good experience when we're buying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's because more of us are, you know, we're more tied to the marketplace than ever before. We're not growing our own stuff anymore, and so we're spending more money. We're spending our money on things that we need, and more of the things we need aren't necessarily things that we need to survive. And so that comes along with a little bit of entertainment, right? We'd like to be entertained. We'd like to be, and I think it's also something that I like to talk a lot about, Deb, and that's the analog humanity, the analog humans that we are. As with all the digital stuff that we have, we're still analog people, analog beings, and that means that we want to feel good about what we're doing and about the people around us.
Absolutely, and scientifically, this feeling good is called buyer euphoria. It's measurable when you see people under a brain scan.
Yep.
I call it retail therapy. it feels good when you have good experience.
Well, no, that's exactly right. And you actually can feel that, right? I mean, how many times have you anticipated something that you were going to do that you knew was going to be really fun, and you get this little rush of whatever it is? You know, it's there's a word for it. I can't remember the name, but I'll say it in a minute. I don't know if you remember it, but it's actually a a chemical process that happens in your body.
You bet. The endorphins, they start firing. And we want to give that to the people who are coming into our stores, whether it's analog or digital, whenever they're interacting with us in any way, if we can get that firing, well, that's when they open up their wallets. That's when they recommend us to others. That's when they want to come back to us.
Mm-hmm. When we come back after the break, can we talk about how to make sure that we're, as the owners, we're not the only ones they get that from? I mean, that experience, they need to be, they get that experience whether they even know you own the company or not. Whether you're on, you know, you're gone to lunch, you're taking the day off, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that. Nobody can do that better than our good friend Deb Calvert. She and I will be right back on Jim Blasting Games.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.